Late one afternoon, in Greenbow, Alabama, you could see a man running down the road. There was a young girl watching him, and she was yelling,
"Run, Forrest, run!"
Soon he was joined by another man, and together they ran down the road. A conversation began. Let's listen in.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Carl.
What you running for?
Jenny said the government was going to take all my money, so I'm going to see about taking care of that.
What's the government want to do with your money?
Jenny said that there were people coming over here, some from the land of China, and the government wants to give them my money.
That don't seem right.
There's a man in charge up in Washington. He's not like that nice fella I met years ago. There are people chasing him around with a screwdriver.
What they doing that for?
They say he's got a screw loose. I reckon they just won't tighten it up for him. But he's one wanting to take all our money.
I'd take him my car, but it ain't got no gas in it. Reckon how come that elected fella won't take all your money?
Well, Mama says, stupid is, stupid does.
Well, who we gonna go see about this?
Jenny said there was a man. His name was David Ernest, and he can help.
Aight, then. Stop running, I reckon. There's an announcer feller over there. Tell you how to call David Ernest on the phone. We don't have to run till we give out.
That's right, Carl. You can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Aight, then.
Carl, where did you hear about David Ernest?
Heard it on the radio while I was up there in a nervous hospital.
Well, life is like a box of chocolates.
What you mean?
You never know what you're going to get till you call David Ernest. I'm going to go home now.
I think I'm going to go down to Dairy Queen. Give me some French fried taters.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I stepped on a chipmunk.
What you do that for? He just a little feller.
Good advice from Carl and Forrest. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And hey, Forrest is running home. Why are you running, Forrest?
I got to pay.
Sounded like he said he had to pee.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
You heard right!
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Now 99% fat-free.
I love y'all show.
Americans love a winner.
And now let's get this bad boy started.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by that dead sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the man who performed the very first pig-to-human heart transplant.
Hello!
You took the heart out of a pig and put it into a man.
Yes, and the patient is doing fine.
I must say you are very good at what you do.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll tell you someone else who is very good at what he does.
Who might that be?
Asset preservationist David Ernest, man. He is very, very good.
I've heard he's the man to call.
Yes, if you want to make sure retirement is there when you want it, call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I guess he has his fingers on the pulse of everyone's finances.
Yes.
And you say the patient is doing well.
He's doing quite well. Would you care to speak with him?
I'd love to talk with him.
Let me call him for you.
Sweet!
I'm just going to stand over here so the lightning doesn't hit me.
Oh, what lightning?
Uh-oh.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Thank you.
our super secret studio, where we have heard that the bubble in the stock market could pop at any time, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest can tell you what to do to stay safe when the bubble pops. And now, let's have a warm welcome for the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. And I see him there. If you could see him like I see him. Oh, it's like there's a nimbus glowing around his head. You know, in them old pictures, when you see a halo thing, a nimbus, it's like the man who has come to save us from financial ruin. Ladies and gentlemen, asset preservationist par excellence, it's David Ernest. Thank you, Rusty.
That's a light bulb behind your head. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just a halo.
It was a halo. It's kind of sort of a halo.
Yeah. Speaking of halos, we're still in the halo of the last crash that happened that took our stash. If you were in the market, luckily I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of people's cash, their stash, their stocks, and they say, well, we're way up now. Well, if you look at history, you know that bubbles repeat themselves. History repeats itself. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Mm.
There's toil. You toil for your labors. The fruits of your labors are that you've built up these assets. Your trouble is that you may not be able to keep them because of what? The bubble, bubble. And, of course, the toil and trouble. Even the witches knew, even the witches' brew knew that it could be trouble down the road. But there's been quite a few folks that have tried to predict things about when things are going to happen and all this stuff. But there's been quite a few. One of them's name was Jeremy Grantham. Now, Jeremy has repeatedly warned investors they're caught in a historic bubble and careening toward a devastating crash. People, when you hear this over and over and over, you become desensitized. You're going to get it if you don't stop that. You're going to get it if you don't stop that. How many times when we were kids, we heard, yeah, well, I didn't ever get it, and then they get it. They really do get it when they get it.
Oh, yeah.
He is the historian that's best known for calling the last three market bubbles. He's best known for that. He has highlighted several signs of impending doom, including investor euphoria. Again, the desensitization that we're in, the excessive valuations, we call those PE ratios, or whatever you want to call them. They're just horribly high, sort of like pie in the sky. I like pie, but I don't like it to fall out of the sky on top of me.
Oh, unless you got a big plate to catch it on.
I guess so. And rampant speculation on risky assets, such as meme stocks, sort of like the dot-coms were, and maybe others now, I won't mention them, and the cryptocurrencies, of course, they're sort of meme-y.
Mm-hmm.
There's, so the best quotes that he has recently said is one. He said, my confidence is rising quite rapidly that this is, in fact, becoming the fourth real McCoy. That's one of the things he said. I don't know how many people are old enough to remember the Real McCoy show.
Luke, Pepita, get the cows in the barn. It's a twister.
No, that's a different show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's Walter, right. Walter Brennan, Richard Crenna. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he goes all the way back to the Sergeant York. He was the preacher in Sergeant York,
And Walter Brennan, when he was born,
He was 37 years old. I mean, he just was old. I never seen a picture of him where he looked like he was young. He was old when he was born.
He's always old.
Yeah.
He's always old and wise.
But I always love to see him in a movie or the real McCoys. Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's the real McCoy. You know, the market can go up. Here's another saying. The market can go up on bad news and go up on good news. Those are characteristics of bubble, 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 bubble. Darling, trouble, trouble, trouble around the corner, potentially. There's nothing much you can throw at it when it gets going. In other words, buy it, it goes up. Sell it, it goes up. Doom, it goes up. Good, it goes up. Bad, it goes up. Nobody believes anything but up. Here's another one. I've never had any illusions about my ability to time the bubble breaking. Who knows when things are going to break? I have a very low definition of success. It's that sooner or later, the market will be lower than the point at which I suggested you should get out. People ask me all the time, when should I get out, David? Well, I don't know.
And you say,
get out now while the getting's good is all I can say. Well, no, it has a lot to do with your age and how much money you've accumulated. In other words, if you didn't accumulate much money, then you're not going to lose much money if you've got a long time. Now, if you're, you know, if you got a long time for it to come back, in other words, you're 20, 30 years old, it's probably not going to matter that much if you're doing the right things. But the majority of investors today, this could very well be the most important event of your invested lives. Here we are again, waiting for the dance and eventually for the music to stop. That's another one of these sayings. When you have reached this level of obvious super enthusiasm, the bubble has always, without exception, broken in the next few months, not a few years. He said that. There's just more, a lot of saying, but this man's been right over and over and over. Now, we know that history repeats itself. We know that we've got bubble, toil and trouble around the corner. Look, I just came back from a convention in California. I talked to a lot of people. There was over 200 investment advisors out there, insurance and securities and all of it. You know what the biggest thing they're concerned about and they were asking other people and leaders about and trying to talk about?
How about when the change Darren's on Bewitched?
Well,
maybe that was the second thing they were most, other than you got the first thing. That was probably the second thing. What were they worried about?
Bubble, toil and trouble.
What's
it going to happen? When do you think this is going to happen?
Right.
Do you think this year it won't be this year? Well, some people were saying, well, it probably won't be this year. And here's why. It probably won't be until this and this and this and this happens, but you never know. And here's another saying. I sympathize completely with these people out there enjoying this bubble. When my kids were little, they just loved bubble baths. They enjoyed those bubble baths. They had such fun playing and shooting at the bubbles and blowing the bubbles. You've seen kids blowing bubbles. But then they, the bubble popped. Oh, Dad. Oh, Pops. Oh, no. Well, here's another bubble, baby. Let's blow another bubble. That's what the economy does. Well, that's all right. We got more bubbles coming. We got more bubbles. Don't worry about it. There's more bubbles. You want a bubble and brew? Okay. Well, what about the bubble that just popped? Well, it's gone now, son. Just like Marmaduke said, it's gone now, sonny. Well, you say, well, I still own the stocks. Yeah, some of them, maybe. But some of them are gone now and forever. Remember the dot-com companies?
Oh, yeah.
90% of them gone with the wind. And when? Nobody knew when. They just knew that it couldn't hold up. Look at cryptocurrencies. A lot of folks are saying, and I don't know. I'm not telling you this. I'm just saying this is just food to think about. Could cryptocurrencies be like the dot-com companies? Are we in the dot-com era with cryptocurrency in a way? In other words, 90% of them are going to go away, maybe 95% of them. Where's the other 10% or 5% that might stay? Where are they? Who are they? What are they? And remember, nobody knew what was going to happen 20 years from now. And for you guys that are about to retire, do you really care what's going to happen 20, 30 years from now? Are you caring about what's going to happen tomorrow or today or in the next few months with your retirement money? What are you really concerned about? You want to just keep on blowing bubbles? Well, if you do, I'll send you a bubble kit and you can play all you want. You can get on that TD Ameritrade. You can call your stockbroker. You can look, it's okay if you're blowing bubbles on the side. Everybody's blowing a few bubbles on the side. But if bubbling is all you're thinking about, if bubbling is your whole life, if bubbling is all your money, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Something might happen to your bubbling bubbles.
Your bubbles might just blow out. They might just pop. Then where are you going to be?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you where you don't want to be is in that place that we just mentioned. And a place that you do need to be is near your telephone. And as a matter of fact, you should probably pick it up now and write these numbers down or punch them into your phone. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That'll get you in touch with David Ernest, maybe Too Tall Matthew or Princess Leah. Set up a no obligation consultation. Go over to see them. You can still do it on the Zoom if you want to, if you're still kind of worried about getting out and about because of the Chinese virus that's still out there wreaking havoc. You know, time waits for no man. So don't waste your time and call David today. That way you'll be ready for tomorrow and your portfolio and your retirement will be set for the big day when you get ready to go fishing. Call them today. That's Ernest Financial, LLC, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Or you can write your name and your number on a $20 bill and drop it off by my house, and I'll make sure they get the message.
Maybe they could make it into one of those paper airplanes.
Yeah, just toss it over here. I'll catch it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another thing that he's talked about. Uh-huh. He says, I sympathize completely with these people out there enjoying this bubble, but they've always ended very badly. They've always ended very badly. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt this one will too. He said that February 2021. Wasn't that long ago. Here's another one. He said, we will have to live potentially with the biggest loss of perceived value from assets than we have ever seen in the history of the world.
Mm.
He said that May 2021. Here's another one. He said, people are having fun and they'll lose everything in the end. And I'm sorry for them because I'm sure they can't afford to lose everything.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, really, I don't really want to afford to lose anything, not just everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, bubbles are unbelievably easy, he said, to see. It's knowing when they bust will come. That's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
You see it when the markets are on the front pages instead of the financial pages, when the news is full of stories of people getting cheated, and when new coins are being created every month. He said that in July of 2021. Another thing he said, this bubble is the real thing and everyone can see it. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. He said that July 2021. Here's another one he said, you knew last year this bubble was going to be the real McCoy, but you didn't know if it was going to continue. Just more and more stuff. He's equating 1929 and 2000 to these days, this present day. He says there's a bigger buy-in this time to the idea that prices never decline. People are believing it.
Mm-hmm.
People are accepting, well, it's not going to go down. Well, you know, I thought it'd be going down by now. I'm going to get out. Or, oh, no, I can't afford to get out. Let's get back in. We can't afford to get out. And then all these articles being written, don't get out, because if you get out, you're going to lose a lot. It's a melt up. It's a melt up. It's not a meltdown. It's a melt up. There's a bigger buy-in this time to the idea that prices never decline and that all you have to do is buy than there has ever been. When the decline comes, it will perhaps be bigger and worse than anything previously in the United States history, he said. He said that in November of 2021. It's just more and more and more stuff. Now, what's really going to happen? I don't know. I have no other idea. This is beyond me. What is going to happen, when it's going to happen? I'm fully convinced personally, after talking to 200 brokers in over 200, a bunch of them, when I was in California, listening to their, I didn't talk to 200 individually, but I talked to people who talked to people who talked to people, and we heard it, they were standing on the podiums and the stage and talking. Mm-hmm. And the biggest question was, is this a bubble? And the answer is, we think so. How big is the bubble? Well, it's pretty big. Is there going to be something become of it? Are we going to suffer tremendously or just a little bit? You know, or is it going to be just an average correction? Well, here's where they don't think it could be an average correction. Some people do, some people don't. It would be an average correction if it was an average time. It would be an average correction if it had gone up an average amount before it corrected. A lot of people say, well, this time it's different. Really? Why? Oh, well, you know, there's nowhere else to go. What do you mean there's nowhere else to go? You can't get these kind of returns. You go to the bank, they don't pay you any. Guys, they're about to raise the interest rates. They may raise these rates up to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%.
And did
what do you think that's going
to
do?
Did they say that was to help curb inflation?
Yes.
Now, you know, I got to that part about 2 and 2 is 4, but I don't understand that. Can you explain to me how raising the interest rates is going to make inflation stop?
Well, I can explain to you how it's will slow inflation down because it did it in the 70s.
Dumb it up for me now so I can get it.
All right. Money, when money is really, really easy to come by,
yeah,
you can borrow it. So people are just, uh-huh, when people can borrow it, the government's printing the money and everything, there's a flood of it out there. As the interest rates go up, people don't want the money as much because they got to pay dearly for it in the end.
Uh-huh.
So they back out, and then the government starts pulling more money out of the economy with their central banks. They take the money out of the economy. There's less money being pumped into the economy and more taxes that are sucking it out. And quite frankly, more stock drops suck it out. A lot of people say, well, wait a minute. The government's not sucking it out with a stock drop. Are you kidding me? Think about it. It's a bubble. If he goes down, then the government don't have to worry about sucking it out. Duh. So would the government use this as ammunition to rectify the pie in the sky? Have they disguised it so that it looks like pie in the sky, and really it's just to rectify the sins of the fathers and the forefathers before us that caused all this debt? I think so. I think probably so. Why? Because it solves the problem. Will people suffer? Yeah, tremendously. Do they care? I don't know. Did they care in 1929? It lasted 25 years. We had wars, all kinds of things in between. I don't know that they really cared that much. I think what they cared about their own hide, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
I think they cared about their own power, if you want to know the truth. I think they cared about their own bank accounts, if you want to know the truth, just like typical politicians. Typical politicians, they don't really care. All they want is more power and more money for themselves. They're greedy, or else they wouldn't be politicians. Do we agree? I mean, that's just the way it is. We got some politicians that are our favorite politicians, but the fact is they're still politicians.
By the way, we've had a cold snap. You know, it's cold in Washington, D.C. You know how it is so cold in Washington, D.C.
How cold is it?
It was so cold that the other day I saw a politician had his hands in his own pockets. I mean, that's how cold it was.
That's pretty damn cold.
That's cold.
That's cold. Because usually they got their hands in everybody's pockets.
Except theirs.
I tell you what, they're really good at pickpocketing. They belong probably down there and on Bourbon Street. If you know the truth, I went down to Bourbon Street one time and I was going down the sidewalk there. My wife was screaming and yelling. Turned around, some guy was trying to get something from me. I turned around, he looked at me and said, "Excuse me, sir, I thought you somebody else." I said, "You're not pickpocketing me because it's in the front pocket, son. It's not in the back pocket." But anyway, that's what you got to do. You got to keep it up there where you can watch it.
A preemptive strike.
Exactly. And that's what we do at Earnest Financial. We keep the assets up there in a safe pocket so that they can't pickpocket with a stock market drop.
There you go.
How do we do it? Give us a call and we'll tell you how we do it. It's real simple.
It's just that simple. Everybody's got a cell phone or access to a phone or a telegraph or smoke signals, whatever. You need to get a message to David Earnest. Best way is to do it by phone. Grab your phone or somebody else's phone. Make sure you give it back. This ain't New Orleans. And you can call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I wanted to mention that David also has a website, retirewithearnest.com. You can get in touch with him through that. I think the numbers are on the website, retirewithearnest.com. Go there and check it out because just about everybody's on that World Wide Web too. And once you get in touch with him, make sure that you make yourself a no obligation consultation appointment. You can go by and see them. You can do it on Zoom, do it on Facebook, however you want to communicate. They're going to get it done. And you'll find out how easy it is to take that money that's just kind of sitting there, just wishing it could do something for you and put it to work for you. Yeah, that's right. You get in some of these programs. Some of them even have this ridiculously large bonus. Not all of them, but some of them do. And, you could make money the first day. But you've got to call. You got to pick up that phone and call David Earnest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call today. You know, we need to get some people don't do bumper stickers much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to be a big thing, bumper stickers, but they make these little clear cling things that go on the window.
Yeah,
we need to see about getting some clings made, and they're about the size of a bumper sticker, but they don't go on your paint and everything, and you could just get them right off, you know. But that would be neat to have people riding around with your phone number on the back of their back, as my grandpa used to say.
I'd be willing to try to handle it
on the back glass. Well, we'll have to check into that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there need some clinging on to their money. And if they can cling that to their back window, whatever, maybe it would help other people save their money. You know, that's a good idea, Russ.
And, you know, next time we go out somewhere where we have traffic, you know, where people come by, we'll say, you know, if you come by and you got one of our clings on the back, well, we might have a prize for you.
Ooh.
So that goes back in. That goes back into radio days.
You're thinking like a radio guy.
Let me jump off a topic for a second, tell a radio story.
Okay.
I was out somewhere one day many years ago doing a remote, remote broadcast on the air for 2 or 3 hours and, you know, telling people about this one place. I was out there and we had a trip to the beach.
Ooh,
it was 2 days, 3 nights, or whatever they do at the beach, 2 nights, 3 days, whatever.
But I don't know what they do at the beach anymore, but I don't know.
And it was all paid for. It was all free.
Hmm.
Well, I said, the next person that comes by, and I said, if you're dressed for the beach, I'll give you the trip.
Ooh.
Well, I'm sitting there and standing there. Well, here comes this big old car. It comes across the median, up over the things. It comes up sideways, and this little old gal jumps out. And she's got on her blue jeans and her T-shirt and everything. And I said, well, you're not dressed for the beach. Kids full of cars full of kids. Four or five little youngins in the back seat just screaming, hollering, carrying them. She said, And she looked down, it was a bunch of bumper stickers there. And so she said, give me the bumper stickers. And she took the bumper stickers. She said, watch my kids. And she takes off. She went into the ladies' room. She comes back about 5 minutes later. She has fashioned herself a bikini out of these bumper stickers.
I've heard them all.
She ain't got nothing on except these bumper stickers stuck all over. I give her the thing to the thing. She goes back. She gets her clothes. And
she was bumper to bumper.
Yes, she was. She gets in the car. And I said, now, that's very creative. I said, but just be careful. She said, be careful. I said, yeah, you're going to get to a point where you're taking them things off. It ain't going to be pleasant.
Oh, no.
But she went to the beach.
Kind of sticky.
She went to the beach. And that's the thing. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get what you want. And if you want that retirement, you got to call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Remember the website, retirewithernest.com. And we're going to take a short break.
But you know, Rusty, before we take that break, if we did do all these things and save our retirement, just think of all the money we could all meet down on the beach, and then we could have some beach fun.
We could see if that gal's still down there with her bumper stickered bikini.
We could see things like that. Well, you know, I don't know.
That was some years ago. I don't know. That bikini might have shifted. I don't know.
It may have.
Stay where
you
are.
Like the market's liable to shift, but that's another story.
Well, stay where you are. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just moments.
David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, where we offer protection from the bubble that could pop any minute. Just call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest will call you back and show you how to protect yourself from the bubble pop. Now, please welcome the man who's watching out for your portfolio. It's David Ernest.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, part deux, as we would say in France. And I got a phone call during the break.
Yeah.
you're supposed to jump in there.
Okay, do it again.
No, we're good.
Look, that phone call, I don't even want to go there.
No, not that. No, it's a different phone call.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about the lady that did the bikini.
Oh, that bumper
stickers. Yeah, she called back. And she said, stop talking about that. Her kids are grown now. They've been traumatized by their mama with the bumper sticker bikini on. So
there you go.
But I didn't
want that other phone call in there.
But what you're talking about is this lady that calls us who doesn't live here. And we discussed this. I think we're going to do a show about her. I don't know. About her phone calls anyway. Because she has a lot to say.
Oh yes, she does.
Phone calls and
they say that we don't put Democrats on the show. We do. We show the other side all the time.
And you know, if you are all about the present administration, how's that $3 something gas working out for you? How go to Walmart? I came up with something the other day, and I think it's smart. I really think my brain was working. We go to Walmart. We go to a well-known local retailer. And we come out and Donna, my lovely wife, says, man, I just don't feel good. They must be putting something into Walmart to make you feel bad. And I said, well, look at it this way. A lot of people still in there wearing masks. And I said, you're walking around and so many of the shelves are empty.
Yep.
And see, now back in the day when I worked in the grocery store, mm-hmm. what are you doing? I'm bagging groceries. What are you doing? I'm sweeping the floor. What are you doing? Nothing. Go front the store, they said. Well, yep. when you front the store, you go along in the shelves, you pull everything up to the front and make it look mm-hmm. real pretty. They're not doing yep. that at the big retailer. So there's empty shelves everywhere. And, you know, I'm thinking all these things together are weighing on people's minds, and it's just kind of depressing them to go to the store.
Oh, absolutely.
I think absolutely. I ain't no psychologist. I ain't no psychiatrist with a degree. But, you know, it's just...
You know what's really going on. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some problems with restocking this country.
Uh-huh.
This country is being, you know, depleted mm-hmm. right now. The supplies are being depleted. And that's the reason why a lot of inflation's going on. Yeah. But I do think that the government understands this and they could have done better. They could have done better, and I do believe that they could do tremendously better right now if they would unload some of the ships that are just floating out there. Mm-hmm. I when I went to California, we drove by one of those restocking places where the cranes and everything.
Yeah,
I looked out there and I said, "Why aren't the cranes moving?" Oh, well, I don't know. We looked and we looked. They did. There was stuff out in the water. There mm-hmm. was the containers everywhere, barges out there, ships out there. But I didn't see anything moving. I'm going, why? But of course I did. We just drove by. We were going from Pacific Ocean close to Los Angeles down to Laguna Woods, Laguna Niguel, and on the way down, we saw this, and I'm going, well, why aren't they working? I mean, is it just because was it a weekend? I think it was a Friday. Okay, maybe that was it, but you know, why? Why weren't they doing something on a Friday? Was it a long weekend off? Look, guys, we've got a problem in this country. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not unloading the ships. They're not doing something right. We could not be out of everything. And I'm going to tell you, I'm sick and tired of not being able to get my favorite peanut butter or my favorite loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would ever dream that you couldn't even get Peter Pan no more? I thought he could fly.
That's your favorite.
Well, I mean, it's one of them. I mean, well, you know, it's.
I mean, don't they even
fly anymore?
Don't they even make? I mean, they make the peanut butter here, don't they? I mean, that's like the biggest.
Where is it?
Yeah. Well, you know what I found was missing from the great big retailers' shelves.
What's that?
Mustard. I was in there the other day, and I'm riding my little scooter along. I'm looking, and where's the mustard? Where's the mustard? There's no mustard. There's no French's mustard. There's no store brand mustard.
Was there any German mustard?
I did not ask, but there was like the honey mustard, which is okay, but I wanted the regular mustard.
Yeah.
And they said they were having a hard time getting it. But I did find some over at Ollie's.
Okay.
And so I grabbed a couple of bottles of it. I should have got a couple more, but it's simple things like that, and your favorite peanut butter.
Yeah, well, you know, my son, he don't like mayonnaise. He said he didn't care whether it didn't ever have any mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. I saw his shirt that he had on. I don't like mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't like it. I kind of like mayonnaise, especially on my bread, my sandwiches. I like it in my salad. I like it. I like mayonnaise.
You like mayonnaise?
Yeah. But I like mustard too. But I don't always like custard. You know, we all know what happened to custard in the end. And, you know, same thing, if you eat too much of it, you can die.
He sat down there and every Indian in the world rode down there on him, I heard.
I mean, too much sugar and, I'm not going to say.
Go ahead. No,
my wife might hit me for that one. But anyway, the thing is, we are not getting what we want, what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in a deceptive era of time, we think. Why are all these stocks so high? We can't even get a moon pie. Stocks are high, but no moon pie. You know,
my.
I know. You know, they said, well, they're made in Chattanooga, Tennessee on Lookout Mountain. I get that.
Really?
Can't they just roll it down the hill?
Is that where they make them?
I think so.
Now, where do they have to put them on a ship to get them down here?
I think they just put them on one of Marmaduke's trucks and they just roll downhill. I don't get it.
But,
you know, that's just like RCs and a moon pie. They were all made around Chattanooga, I think.
A lot of stuff
comes out of the hills. A lot of stuff comes out of the hills. I grew up in the hills. That's the reason why I walk with one leg shorter than the other. I can't help it. But I can tell you one thing I'm not going to be short on, and that is money. Why? Because you need it. Why? Because my wife said we needed it to help the kids in the grounds, the grandkids. And I mean, I thought I was just going to retire and someday and have a good time, but it didn't work out like that. And now I know why you had to have the money for the honey. That's why you got to have the
money.
Yes,
you do. And you know, we were discussing a new television show. I would like permission to put into the television show where your grandchildren sang happy birthday to you.
Oh, okay.
But there's one of them I'm talking about. She is expressing her love for Pop. She is singing her little heart out.
I know it.
Make sure that's okay. Make sure with everybody.
All right. I'll ask the bosses.
It was pretty funny. It was.
Oh, I know. It was real good.
It was hilarious. She just sang her little heart out.
Well, you know, your grandchildren, your children, they mean a lot to you. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why you don't want to lose your ass.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you really don't want to, because they're counting on Pops and, you know, giving them something, and they're counting on Mom and Daddy and all of them to give them something. You know, everybody wants a little handout every now and then. You know, like even the tooth fairy who came last night to see one of my grandchildren.
I bet they got well, didn't they? Well,
let me just tell you, the tooth fairy's got inflation.
Oh, really?
Tooth fairy, it's been inflated. I used to get a dime or a nickel or a quarter. I'd be dang if that tooth fairy didn't. Well, I know why that tooth fairy's doing it, because they're printing this lighter money.
Is that what it
light.
Is?
Yeah, it's light like a kite, and it probably don't hurt it to fly with it, because there ain't no substance in it. It's just paper money, and it was a $10 bill. And I said,
"Oh,
and but probably helped that tooth fairy fly."
I don't think I got that much money for all my teeth to come out all the time. And speaking of money, this is just a thing that's going on in our country today. They're putting out a new quarter, and I believe what the front of it, or the converse, is that the way you call it? Obverse. The front of the quarter has got George Washington on it. Yeah. And the back of it, and I understand this is a first.
That's the butt of it.
Yeah. Well, I understand this is a first. Maya Angelou is going to be on the back of it, and it's going to be the first African American depicted on U.S. currency. And that's happening now. And I think I'm going to try to get a few of them and put up. You know,
yeah, if you're in the coin collection,
I know you like coins. I'll grab you a couple, and we'll get some. We'll get them in the little sleeves, so they won't be circulated. You know,
yeah, and, that's the best way to do it.
That's right, and then you know, maybe a few years from now, it'll be worth 35 cents. But you never know.
You never know. But inflation,
yeah,
inflation will deflate value. If you got something that's rare, like a coin of a certain type, or a vehicle, antique vehicles, or some kind of antique thing, or something that everybody wants, but there's not enough of it to go around,
right?
You get increasing value. You get more increasing value. How on earth does this other stuff increase in value, like cryptocurrencies and stocks that don't have any value because nobody's making any money at that company?
Well, how about NFT? I believe that's what it is. It is a picture. It's a digital picture.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist. You can't touch it. It's a digital picture that you buy and it's yours. And they've got, and they're spending like crazy, crazy money on these things. And they either go up in value or they don't, but it's something you can't touch, you can't hold, but you can buy it. And they're selling these things for hundreds of dollars. I think people just get on the bandwagon, you know, they go crazy.
The one that amazes me the most is cryptocurrency, just because someone put a value on it. Some countries like China are trying to outlaw cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Why? Because they're not about to have it take over their monetary system. The United States, I think, I could be wrong, but I think eventually the United States is going to make a lot of rules about cryptocurrencies. And just like they do everything else, they're going to come in and want to tax the living daylights out of it and get more goodie out of it. And then they're going to come up with their own digital currency. And then that probably could potentially deflate these things tremendously. Because, you know, there'll be more opportunity to do other things. So speculation, I'm not against people speculating. People come in and say, well, what, you're not against me having a little fun on the side? No. You know, don't tell your wife you're having a little fun on the side. That don't sound good.
No.
But if you're having a little fun with your cryptocurrency on the side, is, you know, that's fine. That's cryptocurrency. But other things that you shouldn't be doing, don't do those things. Especially if it comes to taking your entire retirement account and putting it in something that's dangerous when you're older. Your wife and your husband, they're not going to appreciate that. You know, women are much more protective of their assets than a man. Did you know that men are much more reckless, much more risk-taking than women?
That's why they live longer than we do.
That's true.
You never
especially
hear
when. First 20, 30 years, especially.
You never hear a woman say, hold my beer.
No.
You never.
I have women come in, especially when they come in with their husband, say, I want you to listen to this man. And I'm going, thank you. You know, I have a little bit of an advantage because why? I'm an asset preservationist. They want to preserve what they've worked so hard for. They want to preserve what their husbands worked so hard for. They want to preserve what they've worked so hard for. You know, it's a different age. Now, used to, you know, you didn't worry about losing everything because there wasn't as much to lose as there is now. The system wasn't like it is now. You didn't have the problems of them printing so much money like they are now. And so many stocks, false companies, false starts, if you want to call it that. You know, in football, false start will give you a penalty.
Yeah.
And in the stock market, a false startup company will give you total loss of game. So So especially in that particular arena. So, you know, be careful what you're doing. You can do a lot of things as long as they're not illegal within a certain boundary of you know, being careful. It's just like if you go down to the casino one day a year and you only blow out $30. I don't do that, but you can.
Yeah.
If you go down there and you blow out $30 every day or $300 a day, it's a different story.
Right.
That's called a gambling habit. That's called a problem. And that's another problem altogether. Same way with stock market. There's people who have the same problem. They get a high off of it. They get this big high. Well, you can play with a little piece of pie and get your high. Don't play with the whole pie.
Just take one slice. Don't take it all.
You know, throw the dice on one slice. Don't throw the dice on the whole pie. We've seen these movies, you know, where they lost the whole thing. I go, well, you've won $3 million. Yeah, put it all on number 11. Whatever. No.
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Put it all in the trunk. I'm going home. Yeah.
Take it home. Take it home where you can enjoy life. Take it home. Keep it warm. Keep it safe. You know, keep everybody happy so that you can enjoy life. Just do the right thing. And I'll tell you one thing you can do if you don't know what the right thing is.
What's that?
You can give me a call.
That's right. I was going to say that's the right thing to do. Pick up your phone right now. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Yeah, don't put that $3 million on black and throw them dice. Put that $3 million in the trunk of your car and go on over to David Ernest. You might want to go by Brinks first and pick up a couple of armed guards and let David show you how that money can make sure that the rest of your life is going to be just fine. I mean, even if you put that $3 million up for 10 years, you're still working. I mean, you were making money and making a living when you went in. You could retire early and have that money plus the money that you've earned by working with David through some of these programs. So just, you know, don't get the gambling fever. I know that's not a Merle Haggard song, but it sounds a little bit like one. Mm-hmm. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Let him put your money to work for you today. are you hanging on my every word?
Well, you kind of froze.
Did I freeze up? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay?
I didn't know whether you'd gone away. I thought it'd be like some of that stock market stuff. You'd gone away. There you came back. It was just a false alarm.
There's a thing here saying my internet connection is unstable. Well
it's like the stock market.
It's like me, I guess. But we've only got a couple of minutes left, so maybe we can make it through this. If not, I'll improvise something. We'll do something. But yeah, call David and those worries will go away because he can take your money and put it in one of these programs and you just won't have to worry about it. He's been doing this for over 40 years, never lost any money. That's a pretty good record right there.
You know, the kids like to play with bubbles. Not many adults are running down the street playing with bubbles, but no. You know, there's a lot of folks that are playing with bubbling stocks, you know, and they're out there. It is like running around outside without any socks. It don't feel good when you hit something and it hurts you. Yes. So just be careful. Be careful. Don't be barefooted. Be insulated. Have the right kind of equipment, the right kind of a shoe. And in the stock market, you better have the right kind of program. Otherwise, you could get hurt. And it's more than stabbing your toe, as they say.
There you go. Don't step on those stickers because, I used to love to go outside barefoot when I was a kid. But you can't do it now. Of course, I'm too old to. But you go out there now, and there's stickers out there and little rocks and stuff.
Fire ants.
Oh, man.
I didn't have to worry about fire ants when I was a kid. I can remember laying on the ground looking up at the clouds and everything. Nothing ever bit me. Now, everything wants to bite me. I don't know if that's another story or not. But
I'll tell you what.
Know, you don't want to get bit in the end.
Especially not on the end because that is hard to reach. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, and see, you know, the thing about ants, I didn't know this for the longest time. Ants, they will like crawl up on you, like, you know, and they'll get about 8, 10, 12 ants on you. And they got a pheromone that they will release and it signals the other ants to bite. That's why they all bite at one time.
It signals the other ants to jump in your pants.
That's kind of like what happened to Custer. We talked about him earlier. All the Indians were down there and they signaled and they all attacked at the same time.
It's a stinging experience.
Yes. You don't want to get stung either. That's why you need to call David Ernest.
Not me.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Let's see. What else we want to run down? We still got a couple of minutes.
Well, you know, We're going to be gearing up. We're going to have another Harriet, too. I haven't decided exactly when. Probably going to do a book signing. Haven't decided exactly when. And then we're going to get back to doing some more events, like over at Mr. G's Pizza, and maybe someplace in Birmingham we might do an event where we can have a show. You know, because there's a lot of folks in Birmingham that would like to meet us. So we may have a grand meeting party in Birmingham, too.
Man, I tell you what, that sounds scary. They want to meet me.
Yeah, I know.
That scares me, man. Because if you don't meet me, you're weirder than I am. But those things, get ready to come up. We'll be telling you all about them on the website and here on the TV and on the radio. So you can make your plans to attend. Yeah, that last riverboat thing we did, that was a lot of fun, and a lot of people mm-hmm. had a lot of fun. And how do these things work out there? Free, is that right?
Yep. Free.
That's amazing.
Free.
That's not the number. Well, I think it's time for us to be free, because we filled up another hour worth of time on the radio. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out, maybe some music about bubbles. I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Tiny bubbles, big bubbles.
Maybe so. Maybe Don Ho. You know what he calls us? You know what he calls himself around Christmas, don't you?
What's that?
Don Ho Ho Ho.
Uh-oh.
We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
Tiny bubbles and wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over. Well, the feeling that golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles
in the wine make me happy.
Tiny bubbles
make me warm all
over,
with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Tiny bubbles.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.